Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I recall a news story from a while back from Africa when three funeral companies were suing a pastor regarding his stunt of raising a dead man in his coffin because the funeral companies believed themselves to have been played off against each other, duped, and suffered reputational damage as a result of the stunt. Now, I do believe that raising the dead is possible. But I remember hearing this situation with a mixture of sadness, despair, and anger, because I believe that some pastors are self-promoting charlatans who seek to benefit from their cargo cult version of religion. And occasionally one might wonder to whom the term charlatan might be applied. Am I just another charlatan leading people down a false road? But there is a world of difference when deliberate deception is planned. In this case, the pastor and the church denied any fraud took place. Those involved apparently were not members of the church, and they then denied that the pastor raised the dead and subsequently stated that the pastor finished the healing that God had begun. It was all murky and dubious and destructive. The first question to ask, I would have thought, was, who benefits or who is served by this sign and the teaching that goes with it? It is very much caveat emptor, in my opinion. Let the buyer beware. Fake news, lies, deception, false and misleading advertising are serious because they can have serious consequences. I deplore the whole situation of ministry that is focused on power and kickbacks for the practitioners and the cult of personality. This side of organized religion needs to be transparent and accountable and try as much as possible not to get in the way of the believer or inquirer and God. And yet I stand in front of people and on Easter morning announce, Christ is risen, and I will hear the resounding response, He is risen indeed. This can be said through masks, because it is good news. And then my goal as a pastor is to present Jesus while getting out of the way and trying not to say or suggest, look at me. The good news of Jesus, crucified and raised from the dead, is too good and too vital to be tarnished and polluted by presenters hijacking the moment. The more scandalous the ways of the presenters, the more easy it is for the world to fob off the message. And this is one message the planet needs. I know it sounds preposterous. Death, not so much. We know about that. But this resurrection, that's something else again. And I constantly say on the topic of the resurrection of Jesus that for all the world's insistence that it didn't happen, the world cannot prove it didn't happen. Though the weight of evidence that this event has so far been unrepeatable is in the world's favour, the evidence about everything else to do with the resurrection only makes best sense, to me, because there is a resurrection. The history surrounding Jesus' resurrection, and especially the story of the early generations of Christians, point out that these followers were no longer in the thralls of death. And someone no longer afraid to die is hard to control. How did they live in their hostile world? They preferred living quietly, not to be noticed as such, and they definitely didn't want to be persecuted, but when it came, they endured it. And above all, they sought to live faithfully to Jesus in love and service to one another, cutting across previous social, cultural, racial, and political boundaries, and also serving the world when it was apropos to do. The resurrection of Jesus wasn't a money-making scheme for them, but a promise of God's presence, acceptance, courage, and service, because life for them wasn't easy street. We can learn a lot from the early church, not to replicate it, but to sense how following Jesus is about all of life, and how the resurrection of Jesus is God's declaration and promise that life with God is possible in the first century and also the 21st century, especially because our future is already secure. Jesus is alive and still serves us, and that means his followers serve and not fleece others. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us pray. Almighty God, since you have overcome sin and death by the death of your Son, and have restored innocence and eternal life by his resurrection, so that we may be delivered from the power of the devil and our sin and live in your kingdom, grant that we may confidently believe this, always praise you with our whole heart, and seek to genuinely serve those around us. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.